You're listening to Radio Esperanza 101.5 KEPJ LPFM, La Voz de la Gente. Good afternoon, gente. This is Maricela Barrera reporting from the Esperanza, and I'm sitting here today with Daniel Jackson. Welcome to Radio Esperanza.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, Daniel is doing a play, and it's pretty cool. It's dark. It's cold. And is it creepy, Daniel? Is it creepy?
Yeah, I think it counts as creepy or spooky. It's a little bit spooky or creepy, I think. Yeah.
I think we like creepy and spooky. So the play is called Basement Complex 102, and it's playing at Jumpstart Performance Company. Daniel, so where did this idea come from to do theater in the dark?
Well, you know, we started working on it last year. We started developing it with the company that we have now. The idea really came from wanting to explore, because so much of theater is so well lit, we wanted to explore what happens sort of in the dark or when you can't really see what's going on. And so we started from that idea before we even generated any material. So the material really comes from that idea of being in the dark and what might happen in the dark.
My mind would take me to the idea then perhaps sound is of importance to your performance, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So the sound is all generated live, and we're using old electronics, so analog electronics mostly. So old synthesizers and old a theremin, which is an electronic instrument that you play, but you don't touch it.
Okay, wait. So that's a word I don't think I've ever heard in my life. So can you say that again? I'm going to try to pronounce it.
Yeah, theremin.
Theremin.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all say that together, everybody. 1, 2, 3. Theremin. That's a cool. So what does that mean again?
It's one of the earliest electronic instruments, and you play it by waving your hands around in the air near the instrument. So you control the pitch with one hand and you control the volume with another hand. And it's if you think of like old spaceship noises,
mm-hmm.
Woo,
oh yeah,
that's the kind of noises that it makes.
Oh, wow, that sounds really cool. So you got this theremin going, you got these analog keyboards or something?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so what, are you a hoarder of like all things old school electronics? I mean, where'd you like find all this this equipment?
There's a lot of interest now in boutique people. So one guy in his basement will sort of rebuild old synthesizers or design new circuits for old synthesizers. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I got interested in because I'm interested in the way electricity makes noise as opposed to computers, which is all digital.
Yeah.
And so I have a bunch of that stuff.
Oh, just a second. Listeners, you might hear some squeaking sounds. We are sitting in the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center storage room, and occasionally we have some visitors. And so that's a door that's opening perhaps a little bit, and then they try to be all quiet because it's squeaking. So if we were sitting in the dark, circling back to your play, then like that sound actually would be really heightened to our senses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, originally what we said was that it's analog electronics are more susceptible to hauntings.
Because I just hoard watched like all this sort of paranormal shows on the History Channel last weekend because I was staying at a hotel.
Yeah.
So that's what you do, right? You hoard watch like the weird alien or ghost shows. Mm-hmm. So they're more, they call the spirits, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's what we think. And on those ghost shows.
So you
shows,
think that.
I mean,
You can neither confirm nor deny.
But on those ghost shows, they use electromagnetic field readers. And so what we think is that, well, maybe we'll use these older instruments so that if there's any ghosts, they'll affect the electronic fields of the instruments.
Okay, well, this show is happening at 710 Fredericksburg Road.
Yes.
And this is where Jumpstart Storefront is located. If you haven't been there, go. We have a really cold AC pop in there for sure.
It's very cold.
Yes. There's been talk of ghost spirits around that building.
Yeah. Well, the building's old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't been in there that long, maybe 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the building has been around for a long time.
What is the objective and what is the rehearsal process like?
So we really, what we set out to do was make an experience for the audience more than to tell a story. So we want the audience to be able to come in and experience something in the dark rather than like find a story in the dark.
Mm.
And so our rehearsal process was really a lot about improvisation and trying different things out with the lights on and then trying them again with the lights off.
Interesting.
To see how they were different and to see what different aspects of stuff became more apparent in the dark.
Okay.
Versus in the light.
So this might be, and I've been in San Antonio since 2002, Más o menos, one of the most avant-garde performances that I've heard described here and performed. So would you describe it as avant-garde, or at least for San Antonio?
Yeah, I think so. I would describe it as avant-garde and experimental, because I think we're trying a lot of stuff and we're not sure if it's going to work. And I think it'll be challenging for some audience members.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it, you know, there's not that much that happens because of how the space is oriented. There's very limited seating for each show. So we're doing two shows on Friday and two shows on Saturday to let a few more people in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an 8 p.m. show and a 10 p.m. show. And everyone gets their own flashlight, but we control the flashlights. People react differently to suddenly having control over what everyone in the room
mm-hmm.
sees. Because if one person has one flashlight and everyone is relying on them to
mm-hmm.
sort of see what's in the dark, then some people really like having that power,
mm-hmm.
but other people, they get nervous and they don't want to be sort of in charge of the whole audience.
Mm.
So it's interesting to see how different audience members respond to it.
So light as power as well, in terms
yeah.
of like the ideal spectator, the audience
yeah.
Checking this out.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So this hasn't happened yet, but theoretically someone could just point it at themselves and then no one would be able to see what's on stage.
Yeah.
So
well, in our selfie culture,
yeah.
I could just sort of picture somebody throwing that light on themselves and taking
yeah.
a selfie.
Yeah.
Daniel, so how long have you been involved with Jumpstart?
I've actually been involved with Jumpstart since, I think, 2005.
Okay.
So I worked with them for about 4 years
mm-hmm.
As a lot of things, assistant director, stage manager, things like that. And then I moved away. So I was sort of in touch with people, but from far away. And then I just have been more involved again in the past couple of years.
I see you, even though you live full-time in Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And you have this home base. Yeah, so how special is that out in the world, since your world travels throughout the United States with New York and California? How special is Jumpstart?
I think that Jumpstart is one of the few places like itself in the world, I think. I think in the United States especially,
mm-hmm.
there just aren't places like Jumpstart that are focused on developing new work, and have a company of artists who that really feels like an artistic family in
mm-hmm.
a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that Jumpstart has been able to hold on to for a long time when a lot of other companies, because of the climate in the United States, have had to disband or had to just change their entire mission. I think Jumpstart's really persevered.
Yeah, and I've seen Jumpstart evolve and transform,
yeah.
you know, which is the nature of theater for me. I was just at Second City this past weekend, and one of our board members
mm-hmm.
Commented on a comment I had made that they were sort of mainstream.
Yeah.
And she freaked out. She
yeah.
freaked out because she could not conceive that Second City can be mainstream. I'm like, yep, that's what their audiences are.
Mm-hmm.
Jumpstart has not gone into that spectrum in terms of what I would label mainstream.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Definitely. I definitely think that's true. And I think Jumpstart's interesting because every show that Jumpstart does is so different from every other show that Jumpstart does.
Mm-hmm.
But they all exist on a spectrum where it's something that you wouldn't be able to see anywhere else, I don't think.
Mm.
There's a lot of theaters in town that provide, you know, a great theatrical experience,
mm-hmm.
but it's also something that you can see there, and you can see in a lot of theaters in San Antonio and other places.
Yeah.
And I think Jumpstart is providing something that is very, very unique. Each show is unique in a different way too, which I think is really great for San Antonio.
And I think Basement Complex is great for San Antonio. So
it's the 26th, 27th, and 28th. The 26th is sold out.
Okay.
The 27th and the 28th, I think there's still a few tickets available for the 8 o'clock shows. And then the 10 o'clock shows, I think, have some more tickets left.
All right.
Yeah, come to the 10 o'clock shows. I think it'll be interesting to see it late at night.
Call Jumpstart, and the number is
227-5867.
And that's area code 210-227-
5867.
You love it how we work as a team. You know, theater people. Well, thank you, Daniel, for being here with us today.
Yeah, thank you. This has been great to be here.
And you're listening to Radio Esperanza 101.5 KEPJ LPFM, La Voz de la Gente.